Okay, let's unpack this. We're doing a deep dive today into a really big question. How do businesses get people to, you know, trust them online and actually buy things? We've got some great notes here from a listener, The Learner, who pointed us to a website called The Marketing Tutor. So our mission is to find the quickest ways to build that trust using stories from other customers.
Right. And it's actually a pretty simple idea when you break it down. The source calls it social proof. I mean, it's really just, it's when we look at what other people are doing to figure out what we should do.
Oh, like with kids' toys.
Exactly. If all the kids want a certain toy, you probably want it too. It's that simple.
And the Marketing Tutor says this is usually done through things like reviews and testimonials,
yeah,
right?
That's the main way. Yeah.
So let's get into the benefits. This is where it gets really interesting for me. Why should a business do all this work?
Well, the benefits are super clear. The source points out it's not just one thing. First, you get better customer trust. That's the big one.
Okay.
And that leads to higher sales, what they call conversion rates in the industry.
Right. More people clicking buy.
Exactly. And it also gets the product seen by more people. When you see your friends are happy with something, you feel a lot more confident about buying it yourself.
That makes sense. Now, the source from The Marketing Tutor talks a lot about making the stories feel real, authentic. How do we actually do that, especially for people who live nearby?
Yeah, and this is maybe the most important part. It connects to this idea of being local and specific. The Marketing Tutor says businesses have to show verified details.
Like what kind of details?
Like the customer's name, and maybe even more importantly, their location. Whenever they can, of course.
The location. So seeing someone from my own state or city.
Exactly. When you see a real person from a real place, a place you might even know, using a product, the story just feels so much stronger. It feels true.
I can see that.
And this is especially true for businesses that the source mentions, like those working with local specialists across the UK. Seeing that someone in, say, Bristol had a good experience is way more powerful if you're in Bath than if you see a review from another country.
So what does this all mean for someone trying to learn this stuff quickly? Yeah. We need real stories, you said maybe videos, and we have to keep them fresh.
Which brings up a really important question, right? How do we keep getting more of these good stories?
Yeah, you can't just rely on stuff from 5 years ago.
You can't. The source suggests being proactive. Run social media campaigns that encourage people, your users, to share their own content.
And how do you encourage them?
You can offer little gifts or incentives. It doesn't have to be something huge.
Right.
Just something to get them to join in. This keeps the good feelings going. It keeps the stories flowing. And that is what helps build brand loyalty.
So customers keep coming back again and again.
That's the goal.
So this deep dive, all based on the tips from The Marketing Tutor, has really shown us the power of sharing happy customer stories. Seems like when people trust you and see real proof, they're much more likely to buy.
Yeah, and if we connect this to the bigger picture, think about this for a minute. The next time you're looking to buy something, pay attention to the reviews you're reading.
Yep.
If they list names and actual locations, ask yourself, does that specific detail make the product seem more real to you? Just think about how those small, local details might change how you feel about clicking that buy button.